has been a very, very long time since I've actually said these words, and damn, it's going to feel good when I say them. But ladies and gentlemen of the YLP realm, welcome to a brand new episode of Light the Fuse. Now, for those of you who are my OG listeners, you'll know Light the Fuse back in the day was actually a podcast all about AEW Dynamite. Back when yours truly was doing three episodes a week, I am a psycho. But that being said, before I get into the topic I want to get into, make sure if you have any questions, comments, opinions, or comments about this episode, make sure you head over to podcasters.spotify.com/WrestleAddictRadio, or you can leave me an email over at younglionsperspective@gmail.com. Yes, this is a Wrestle Addict Radio exclusive, a little bonus, if you will, for those of you who are fans of the Wrestle Addict Radio Squadron. And for that, we thank you. And I appreciate y'all for checking out this episode. Let's get right into it. Let's not waste time. About an hour ago, as of this recording, Triple H comes out. The way they pitched this as an announcement that would rock the foundation of WWE. An announcement that would rock the foundation of the WWE. Now, that's not to say the announcement didn't make waves. That's not to say it didn't make waves, but did it rock the foundation of the company? Depends on who you ask, but let's get into it. Triple H comes out talking about giving us more. More, if you will. Now, I'm always a fan of more. More heavyweights on the bench. You know, more protein in, you know, my hibachi bowl and or my chipotle bowl, or, you know what I'm talking about. More Oreos and milk. Sorry, I just watched Mustafa Ali win in his hometown. My apologies. Rare that you get the hometown favorite to actually get a match, a W in a match. So, hey, not bad. But I was running off track. Anywho, Triple H comes out. Announces that at the WWE draft this Friday, whichever brand drafts Roman Reigns, he will be only defending the Universal Championship on that brand. Whichever brand doesn't get the services of Roman Reigns, be it Raw or SmackDown, because NXT ain't getting shit, that brand will be crowning a brand new WWE World Heavyweight Champion at Night of Champions later on in the month of May. Memorial Day weekend, to be exact. Now, this usually more often than not would evoke a rant out of yours truly, but I'm a little bit more surprisingly calm than I actually thought I was. But there are questions that need to be answered. Biggest question of them all: what do you do about Roman and Cody? That is the numero uno biggest question that WWE now has to answer this Friday. We already know, at least I do. If you don't, that's perfectly fine. I'm cool with it. But the way I see it, more than likely SmackDown will get the number one spot in the draft. They will draft Roman Reigns, and ergo vis-a-vis, Roman Reigns will be defending the Universal Champion on SmackDown. I mean, the championship is a blue fruit roll-up, so I wouldn't expect anything less. But in terms of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship and Raw, and what if Raw drafts Cody Rhodes at number two? Thank That is a big question to ask. And honestly, needs one hell of an answer. Because again, if Roman goes to SmackDown, like I believe he will, and Cody goes to Raw, finishing the story, that whole situation now technically goes away, does it not? Because you're finishing the story, but not in the way that I'm sure most of us who wanted to see Cody win at WrestleMania wanted to see. You'll finish the story, but not the way we need it to happen. For all intents and purposes, we all know Cody needs to defeat Roman to truly finish the story. So you have options. Do we? Because you got options to make it, to complete the story. You can complete, I mean, the stories can still be completed. But there's going to be a couple ways you're going to have to figure out to do it. One thing, which I know WWE definitely sure as fuck won't do, is have Roman wait. Okay. This is what happens when the wheels start turning in my head when I see announcements like this. I think the only way Cody can truly finish the story is if he wins Money in the Bank. The only way Cody gets to finish the story is if he somehow wins Money in the Bank. Problem is, it won't be for the WWE Championship, which is the only one title that he wanted to win for his father. With this new announcement of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship and the Universal Championship now being on whatever brand Roman's going to be on, that kind of goes away too. There's a lot of odd moving parts here, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of moving parts. But the way I see it, it goes into the adversity angle that Cody now has to face. We already know this weekend Cody's going to face Brock Lesnar. We don't know how that's going to play out. But then, you know, 3 weeks later, a new champion is going to be crowned. Here's how I think they could do it. And this is on the fly booking. So if you clown me at any point in terms of this, I do not care. I'm just literally thinking of this on the fly. So bear with me if I change a couple things on the fly. As I see it right now, before I make my predictions for this weekend's Backlash, this is just a thought. This is just a mere thought at this moment. I still won't make my decision until this weekend for episode 361 of the YLP podcast. But one way you could do it is this. I would have Cody going on a losing streak. You want adversity? I'm about to give it to you. I would book Cody to lose to Brock. I wouldn't say squash, though. I wouldn't do it like Brock did to John Cena.
Let's go, Cena.
I wouldn't have Cody win and beat Brock. I would have Cody lose. But again, it would not be a squash. In fact, I wouldn't have Cody win a big match until Money in the Bank. So let's say Roman gets drafted to SmackDown, number one. Cody gets drafted to Raw number 2. Now you got 3 weeks until Night of Champions, so I'm sure they'll probably do, I would say, some sort of fatal four-way or hold a little mini tournament for their top four draft picks of the company. I would go Cody, Gunther, Seth Rollins, and you can pick a fourth. I don't care. Actually, no, I would have Cody and whoever the fourth top draft pick will be for Raw, Gunther versus Seth. There's a reason behind this. Because I just want to see Seth and Gunther just go at it, because that would be a straight-up banger. Not saying Cody and Gunther wouldn't be a banger, but Seth versus Gunther is a banger on steroids. Seth would defeat Gunther. Cody would win his semifinal. Cody and Seth meet in the finals of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Now, I know you'll be leaving in your head, and sure, I saw it on Twitter, I promise you. That is literally a participation trophy for those of y'all, for those of them that did not beat Roman Reigns. That's the truth. But again, like I said, I would not have Cody win a major match until Money in the Bank. So Cody would lose to Brock. Cody would lose to Seth Rollins in the finals of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship Tournament, or whatever you want to do. I would say do a four-man mini tournament, top four draft picks. Cody wins, Seth wins. Seth beats Cody for the first time in his career. Because Seth does need that win back, ASAP. He does. We know this. The shit-talking is real. Could be a shoot. We don't know. But Cody then loses to Seth, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. He's distraught. Cody doesn't know what to do. Now we get through June. I don't know if they got any PLEs in June. I do not know, nor do I care. You build up. Cody's trying to qualify for Money in the Bank. Losing match after match after match. Lance Chad's qualifier. Put whoever you want in there. Cody gets the spot. Cody gets the final spot for Raw. I'm sure if you do eight of them motherfuckers, Cody with the fourth spot for Raw. Let him earn, have him get that last chance qualifier on the go-home Raw before Money in the Bank. That is when you give Cody his moment. Well, one of two. The only way you truly finish the story now, the way that it stands, especially with the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, Cody has to win Money in the Bank now. I'm sure y'all will, and trust me, like myself, I would love to see LA Knight take that. But I believe WWE is going to have to write, not necessarily the wrong, but just write what they were going to do, more than likely, last year. Give Cody Rhodes Money in the Bank. As far as I know, before Cody got injured, I believe, if I remember correctly, it was reported that Cody Rhodes was going to become Mr. Money in the Bank. So, why not do this year what you couldn't last year and have Cody Rhodes win Money in the Bank? Challenge Roman Reigns at SummerSlam for the Universal Championship. Beat Roman Reigns at SummerSlam for the Universal Championship. Here's the kicker. The night after SummerSlam. Actually, no, the SmackDown after SummerSlam, because he'd be on the Blue Brand at that point. You officially retire the Universal Championship for good. Cody comes out to kick off SmackDown. Universal Championship in hand, draped on his shoulder. Crowd bugs out. Whoa. all that good stuff. Pomp and circumstance, everything. Give us everything. Crowd bugging out, you deserve it, chance, everything. Cody then says, well, you have Cody cut a promo. I'm not going to actually think of a promo on the fly. That's a little bit too much for my taste personally. But Cody cuts a promo pretty much saying, you know, somewhere along the lines of, Dad, this one's for you. But it's not exactly the championship that I wanted. I know I promised to win the WWE Championship, but unfortunately, with what happened at the draft and what Triple H announced back in April, that is unfortunately not going to happen. But I am still your Universal Champion. Triple H's music comes on. Suited up, booted up, head shinier than a motherfucker. Carrying something. A bag, if you will. Got a little something in it, huh? Triple H grabs the mic, goes up to Cody, shakes his hand like grown men do. Finally. Maybe a hug or two, who knows? Looks to Cody and says, first and foremost, if these fans didn't already, allow me to be the first to congratulate you on becoming the new WWE Universal Champion. But I remember you saying a while back, more importantly, a year ago, that you were out to win the one championship your father did not. The one championship your father never won, and that is the WWE Championship. And I know, Cody, that back at the draft in April, that I essentially took that away for you. And for that, I'm sorry. But what I can do for you, kind of, you know, looks down at whatever he's got in the bag or whatever. What I can do is this. Opens the bag and pulls out the new WWE Championship. A modernized winged eagle title. Fitting of a man of Cody Rhodes' stature. You would retire the Universal Championship. You would retire that damn blue fruit roll-up ass championship. Retire it for good. He hands it to Cody Rhodes. He then says, ladies and gentlemen, your new WWE Champion, Cody Rhodes. Triple H then gives Cody the ring. Pomp and circumstance, all that good shit. Then if you want to do a rematch of Clash of the Castle with Roman and Cody, kind of round that one out, that would be Roman versus Cody 3. That is the only possible booking I have in my head at this moment in terms of how Cody still gets to finish the story. Because of, don't get me wrong, I love the look of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. I think it looks fantastic. A modernized, big, gold, something we've been wanting for quite some time. But also, I think it's time to kind of bury, and put to rest the Universal Championship. That Universal Championship should be retired after Roman loses the championship. I'm being brutally honest about that. If Cody is to beat Roman, then after that, honestly, the Universal Champion, like, how do you, like, no person after Roman loses it is going to kind of, like, that's basically, think of it like this. For those of you who may be boxing fans, after, not Customato, but, I actually forget the name of the guy, his lawyer, not, I'm trying to think if it was his lawyer, or if, I know he was a very close friend of Tyson back in his early days, when he was on the rise. I believe it was right after he became WBC heavyweight champion. And you don't want to be the man who had to face Mike Tyson after death of a close person that he was very, a person he was very close with, I should say. You don't want to be the man to face Tyson immediately after that. Because that motherfucker got knocked the fuck out in the first round. And was knocked down within eight seconds of the very first round of that particular fight. If Cody beats Roman for the Universal Championship, I don't see any way how he can carry that weight of the Universal Championship. You're basically the man after the man who just had a 1,000-plus day reign with that championship. The only way it makes sense is if Cody wins the championship, you then retire the belt the night after, well, the SmackDown after SummerSlam, and you start anew. That is the only way that is going to truly make sense. That is the only way that it makes any kind of sense. After Roman loses that championship, you're going to have to retire the Universal title. I'm sure most of y'all will rejoice at the thought of that. But that is the only way it can happen. Because having a reign of any length whatsoever will be a tough act to follow for whoever beats Roman for that title, will it not? Same thing, like I said, you don't want to be the guy that had to face Tyson after A, Customato died, and after his agent or something of that nature. I forget who. You don't want to be the guy to face Tyson after that happened. Be quite hard to carry that weight. So that pretty much is how you do it. I wouldn't have Cody win a match or win a major match between now and Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank, he wins it. Makes it known that he's going to challenge Roman for the title. He's not going to try to hit him from behind. He's going to stab him straight in the front. Weird flex, but okay. Challenges him to the match at SummerSlam. That's Cody Roman 2. Cody Roman 3, you can have a Clash of the Castle. Whatever you're going to do in September or October. That is the only honest way Cody is now finishing the story. He's going to have to go to SmackDown in order to do it. And I think that's honestly the only sense, as of this very moment, makes any sense whatsoever. Cody's going to have to go to SmackDown. And that wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. Raw will still have plenty of talent to carry the brand. I promise you that much. With the depth they have and the talent in WWE at this very moment in time, I think they can figure out a main roster on Raw that would actually stack up. But in the case of the World Heavyweight, we'll see how that goes down. But the main focus is this. If you're going to finish the story, Cody is going to have to be nowhere near the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. That's the God's honest truth. I would say run it with Seth and Cody. Seth gets that win. Seth becomes the WWE World Heavyweight Champion and carries that like a motherfucker, because we know how well he does, especially with the way he is now. I think he can carry that brand as Seth freaking Rollins. Crowd loves him. Y'all know it. We know it. It's all good. But the only, like I said, the only way you finish this story with Cody and Roman, Cody's going to have to win Money in the Bank. That's the only way. Oh, it's the only thing we got left. Add more adversity to this man. Add more adversity to this man. And I think it would all make sense. Crowd would get behind Cody big time. I promise you that. He's a face. They're behind him. He's over. Big time. But that's the way I would do it. That's the way I see it. That's my thoughts on the World Heavyweight Championship, the new WWE, not Universal, but World Heavyweight Championship to be crowned at Night of Champions on Memorial Day weekend. We'll see how all of that goes, how it plays out going forward. But again, if you have any thoughts, comments, concerns, or opinions about what I said in this episode, again, hit me up with a voice message over at podcasters.spotify.com/WrestleAddictRadio, or hit me up with an email at younglionsperspective@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at YLPerspective, over on Instagram at young_lions_perspective, and on Facebook, simply search for Young Lions Perspective Podcast. I'll see you guys this weekend for episode 361 of the YLP Podcast. Enjoy the rest of your night, and I'll see you Saturday.
This has been a Wrestle Addict Radio branded podcast.